an 18-year-old cisgender heterosexual Latina woman. I grew up in an old-fashioned Mexican household. Although I am half Guatemalan, both my father and his culture were never prominent in my life long enough for me to be able to understand traditions. I've had a series of life struggles that can all tie back to the trauma I received from my father's abuse as well as his absence in my life. Like a domino effect, each string of bad news, bad tendencies, and bad luck collapsed over me one after another. I took many wrong turns and had many obstacles on my path to UCSC, some out of bad judgment, others out of plain foolishness, but some I had absolutely no control over. I would not be here today had I not found refuge in my high school's teachers and staff. Despite having different beliefs than those that were imposed on me, I allowed my parents to govern me. The rules were simple. Don't speak unless spoken to. The man of the house has the last say. And don't talk about family business outside of the walls of your home. When my father would discipline us, there were three more rules. Muffle your sobbing, cover your scars, and deny, deny, deny. I never knew that what I experienced at home wasn't normal. I thought everybody was as scared of their dads as I was. I'm reaching the end of my teenage years and I still find myself having a hard time sleeping in the dark due to the times when I would be beaten with a closed fist and then locked away in a dark closet or bathroom for hours. I can still hear the lashes of his belt against my skin. I went 17 years of my life without ever mentioning what I had gone through. I was always angry, but I never knew why. My principal, Jose Luis Navarro, was the first person to pull me aside and look at my academic struggle and behavioral tendencies as a symptom of something greater. Something that at the moment I couldn't even see because I began to believe others when they said that school just wasn't for me. He provided me with the space to realize that not only was I a product of my environment, but that if I was unhappy, only I had the power to change myself. It was only because my AP English teacher would assign us journal topics due at the end of every week that I realized that a big part of why I always felt a giant weight on my shoulders was because I still had this little girl inside me that was never allowed to feel. I had subconsciously suppressed all details and feelings that related to my father. Besides counseling, I was encouraged to process my hurt and anger through spoken word poetry. This new environment, this safe space, gave me the tools to genuinely forgive and move forward. The skills I learned at Social Justice Humanitas Academy taught me to be able to forgive, understand, and stand up for others. It taught me that I had to overcome my fear of facing the truth in order to liberate others as well. After I presented my first spoken word poem to the class, I was approached by many individuals that had experienced similar trauma. I became a safe space for many people at SJHA, which is why I am unafraid and unapologetic to talk about this topic. It is necessary to create conversations because people around us have stories and backgrounds that some of us will never understand what those hardships were like to endure. We need to understand why people have triggers, why they seem rude for calling you out on something you said, whether you were merely joking or not, but in reality, they might simply be trying to tell you that what you're saying can offend others. It is not okay to joke about any form of abuse. This fine line is commonly blurred by memes and other social media tactics. I openly talk about my experience so that those around me can understand why I may come off, that I make a big deal out of this and related topics. And also so that they understand that I unapologetically do it for myself and for those who can't manage to stand up for themselves at times and may be forced to stand alone. Being a banana slug means that I will not have to repeat the cycle of abuse my mother was forced into out of necessity. It means that despite the odds against people of color and my entire community, I was resilient and I made the most out of my resources. I'm hoping that 3 years from now, I have a degree and then I will be much more than just another victim of domestic abuse. To me, being here at UCSC means that my children will not have to choose between basic essentials the way I did. It means that my mother did not risk her life coming to America in vain. My mother came here with nothing and got me to where I am today. Similarly, with what she provided me and what I will accomplish, I will launch my children forward as a more stable bull so that the arrow can go straighter and further.